Grand River Pride, an organization that advocates and serves the local LGBTQ+ community, is planning its next move after responding to Ward 6 Cown. Adam Cooper's recent Facebook post. Cooper's post, which has generated significant criticism online, showed a person screaming with the caption, "He took my pronouns. I have to live in reality now," in reference to United States President Donald Trump recently signing an executive order indicating only two sexes will be recognized by his government, male and female. Eric Bolton, board member for Grand River Pride, said the organization is encouraging concerned residents to reach out to the mayor, Cooper and the Integrity Commissioner's office to share why they think his post was a violation of council's code of conduct. Thank you to everyone who submitted an application to open an investigation into Councillor Adam Cooper's violation of the code of conduct, Bolton said, which was also posted as a statement GRP's Instagram page. We cannot seek the termination of Cooper's position, but we can ask for his resignation, and have him reprimanded appropriately. The commissioner is an independent and impartial position that reports to City Council. Their responsibilities include investigating complaints and alleged breaches of the code of conduct among city councilors. When reached for comment, the city's clerk's office said it couldn't confirm whether any complaints had been filed with the Integrity Commissioner and that it's the Integrity Commissioner's role to determine and investigate when a complaint is filed. Cooper responded to the criticism in a statement on Thursday afternoon. "I find it disheartening that a handful of individuals within this community have misconstrued my intentions," he said. "Nevertheless, I maintain my original position, which is a clear opposition to legislated speech and any laws that infringe upon free speech or obligate individuals to endorse the beliefs of others. This post that was made on a private account was never about opposing any particular social group, gender, identity, or sexual orientation, despite how some would like to portray it." Grand River Pride offered support for the LGBTQ+ community through its Instagram. Councillor Cooper's words are a direct violation of Section 9 of the Code of Conduct for Members of Council, and an example of hate speech under the Ontario Human Rights Code, it said. "His words cause harm to marginalized communities and will not be tolerated. To our trans community members, you are loved, you are welcome, and you have community with us. If you would like to talk about these comments or your feelings about safety and representation in Cambridge and Waterloo region, please reach out to us."